involved in that. So again, the request was, is there something concise, like a suggestion or a proposal around what might feel like the right thing to do with this recording? And I would like to spend maybe just a couple of minutes on that. I see Nico. And I'm trusting that folks on the line, you're going to Skype, and we've got Mugwort monitoring that as well. All right, Nico?
I have a teacher who regularly puts recordings on a WeTransfer thing. It lasts for a little while, and then it goes away. And I'm not sure if something going away in this process makes sense, if there's something that you can listen to and come back to and say, I don't know. They talked about a great circle about this whole target space thing. I love the idea of having it posted somewhere where people can go to it and check it out and listen if they want to. And I'm all for it. Check.
Great. So I want to refine the question. I'm looking for, I appreciate what you shared. I'm looking for, like, this is where I would like to see it posted and for how long, or no, not posting it at all, or something like that. So I see Comrade Daniel, William, and Brooke.
I want to speak from my place as a historian, that this is a very long conversation in the history of Nominus, and we're in a very transformative moment. And I understand if people feel like speaking their minds might be inhibited by being part of some sort of official or historical record, that I would encourage people to think about letting their voices be recorded in history, because people are going to look back at this moment and want to know what we were talking about, just like when we look back at Nominus talks with the IRS to inform us about who we are and how we got where we are now. And I think we ought to be open to making our contributions to future history in the course of this conversation.
Thank you. William?
William here. I realized that this would be asking and putting a responsibility on our secretary, but absent a different proposal, I would propose that we leave it, that it not be available to, that it be available on asking by request at the discretion of the secretary. It's not yet a proposal for consensus. It's a suggestion.
All right. Mm-hmm. I have Brooke, Mugwort, and Stella.
My thought is that if it existed somewhere online, that people could access it for a period of time, perhaps before other great circles or before Nominus Rising, when these conversations are still happening. So people could prepare for those conversations by hearing the context, and then perhaps having it exist in the form of an MP3 that could be emailed to you or something if you want more, if people are more specifically outside of those. So finding a temporary hosting for it and then having it exist in like an MP3 form that can be emailed out or something like that, something in a private way, so that people's confidentiality is respected, but the right, like, you know, people that are in this conversation can have access to it.
Okay.
Mugwort?
I have a logistical question. Wondering, is it possible to make the recording available, for example, on the web, in a way that's not only password protected, but where somebody can't take it and copy it, and then to decide to disseminate it to the world? Because the concerns I have in terms of making it available, I think of hostile folks, you know, and I don't think we can say that they don't get to listen to it, but there is also the possibility that they may decide to accurately or inaccurately quote people, or depending on the tech, they might have the ability to say, well, you're not going to keep this under wraps. Here it is on a web server, and it's posted to the query list.
Esther, did you have a direct response to that?
I do. Okay. I have the technological ability to encrypt code, passwords, blah, 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 and post podcasts and trail MP3s, and I'd be glad to offer those services so that you can offer it in the way that you want. Offline, if you really do that, I would with you and help you learn how to do that.
I would like to remind us of our shared value toward transparency. Mm-hmm. I would also like to remind us that the live minutes are currently linked from an open Facebook page. Mm-hmm. meaning what we're saying and in a slightly edited format with our names is already being shared with our community. Personally, I feel that that is appropriate and good and congruent with our values. I feel that if hateful people want to do something hateful, we can't prevent that by technological means. I'm in favor of posting it openly. I would like to host the file on our wiki and post a link to it in our usual channels.
Are you offering that as a proposal?
Yeah. Second.
That would be my proposal.
I would like to spend 2 minutes to see if we can come to a consensus on this proposal. And if we can't, we're going to bump this issue to the end of the day and come back to it so that we get back to the content. So I want to ask if there's any comments, questions, or concerns about what Stella said about posting it to the wiki, all access. I sort of shorthanded that. Anyone for the stack? Crimson?
I guess. Good. Awesome. I guess the biggest thing I have is that I come from a mantra that information wants to be free. And if that's the case, then, you know, you just kind of have to let that part go. The other component is we are officially in the board of directors meeting of the Church Anonymous. We are a public 501c3. There is a certain component of that we do have responsibilities legally that we make some of our materials available to the public. Jenna.
So do I understand that comment as being in favor?
In favor of it, yeah.
That's okay. I want to make sure I understood. Is there anyone who would have not be in favor of this proposal? William?
I am going to stand aside because I do not know my own mind and heart in this matter. I do not a blocking concern at all.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? I'm still just checking for concerns. How are we doing on the Skype? Or anyone on the...
Nothing on Skype.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and test for consensus then. The proposal is that we agree to post this audio file on our wiki page and embed the file of that link in our official Great Circle minutes, and it will be available to whomever wants to listen to it. All right. Are there any stand-asides other than William to this proposal? I'm not seeing or hearing any stand-asides.
Oh, can you all speak up? They're having a hard time hearing.
Thank you.
The microphone is here.
All right. I just asked if there were any stand-asides to the proposal that the link to this audio file be embedded in the Great Circle notes and posted on the wiki. I'm not hearing or seeing any stand-asides other than William Stewart. Are there any blocks to this proposal? I'm not hearing or seeing any blocks to this proposal. Could we have active consensus?
Yes.
Long memory, yay.
Thank you. All right.
I have a thing about the microphone. If we can, could we put the computer on?
Not easily because it connects
just
to the
checking.
Monitor.
Right. So we're going to do our best to speak slowly and clearly and to project our voice towards the microphone.
We might be able to put it on this corner.
I want
to trip on it.
Come back to our discussion. I'm just noting that in this room, there's a sort of relaxed energy. There are supine bodies on furniture and the floor. There's a sort of easefulness in the room, which I appreciate. And I think what I want to do is first of all, thank you all for choosing to acknowledge that there's big emotions or potentially big emotions or just emotions around this conversation. and to recognize that folks were willing to step kind of past and through some of those emotions, which include personal hurts, I think, towards the more strategizing, the heart-centered strategizing piece of this discussion. Now, that's where I'd like to pick up. So it's clear that we're not going to, you know, fix this, resolve this in this container. So the direction I want to go is, what is a pathway that we can lay out for ourselves to continue to
You're kind of going silent.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Going silent.
Can you pause? Can you mute and unmute?
Hi, we're back. Can you hear us? I'm showing that the mic is responding. The mic is definitely picking up my voice. Oh, we've got some sort of connection issue. What just happened?
Oh, good afternoon.
Hi, Kit. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, something went weird in our connection.
All right.
You sound great now.
You sound horrible? Uh-oh.
You sound awesome. No, fabulous.
I need a towel.
Let me know when we're ready to go there.
We have Wolf Creek on. Rula, there are technical issues. So I think we just continue.
I think Rula's having connectivity problems.
Something's going on at Rula's end. But. I think our practice has been to, you know, stop if it's Wolf Creek, but if an individual. Hi, Rula, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back, but what? Is this something on my end, or is it on your end?
Well, you dropped out of the call, and then I saw a chat from you that the screen said starting, and I don't know what that was because we didn't even show a call being pending. But anyway, we're all back.
Okay, we're all back. I'm going to keep talking now.
Good job.
All righty. Just wind me up. Markers in hand. I had a popsicle at the end of lunch, so I had a little sugar drunk. And there, I've heard there are many more ice creamy treats. I'm sorry to keep standing right in front of you, Nathan. It's an awkward positioning here. So what I was saying is my hope is that we can do a little mapping of the pathway forward. And specifically, what I want to ask about are, do we want to maybe try to come up with a set of values that would guide the pathway forward? Do we want to... Could we maybe embed the question, what are the quests, that would speak to the approach. The questions I ask you are, what approach? Mm-hmm. To me, that's kind of like, what are the values we might want to embed in this conversation or remind ourselves of? What are the questions and the conversations? And then also, what agreements might we be looking for around moving forward with scheduling faggot-only space? To me, that speaks about frame, objectives, intentions, or outcomes. And then where and who, so what container, wants to carry forward with these conversations. Does that feel like an all right way to go for about the next 15 minutes? Okay, great. So I just want to do a quick check-in. Are there any particular values around this pathway that we want to consider? I see Asteria, William. Go ahead, Asteria.
So I want to propose that we adopt the frame that you articulated around generosity and compassion. And then add some kind of additional piece that is not totally formulated yet that comes from my Tibetan Buddhist practice of not incurring further karma. Like, can we move forward with confidence? You know, that would take a longer time and some other venue and context to discuss. Like, can we move forward with context? Can we make sure that we're doing the least amount of harm and the greatest good? What's the best practice that we can adopt, knowing it's not perfect?
Hi.
Hi. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay.
With the connection. Stella, how do oh, I don't even know what it's called.
What do you need?
The little app that shows you band, network activity.
I don't know what it's called off the top of my head either.
Yeah, and I always find... I'm not sure to what extent you want me to interrupt when we lose Wolf Creek.
Yeah, it's network monitor.
Activity monitor. That's what it's called.
So we currently don't have Wolf Creek?
Wolf Creek is back, but they've been coming and going a lot, so I don't know what's going on.
Coming and going a lot, you
say? Yeah. So are you hearing us now, Jody?
Yes.
All right. So, again, I just want to take a couple of minutes. This isn't really like a consensus process. This is just a like, hey, this is what we would like to see this conversation embedded in. So, William?
On generosity, I feel it's important that we identify generosity both to those people who have felt bruised by this process in the side of feeling like there's less faggot-centric space than they might wish, but also generosity particularly to our stewards and land tenders who do not identify, many of whom do not identify as faggots, who have been serving this church with extraordinary generosity, and it's important for us to give that generosity to them also.
Recipe. I'm going to put all-inclusive generosity.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? Brooke?
Open for respect on that.
Respect. Couple more. Anyone? Garlic?
Honesty.
Anything else?
Solidarity.
Yeah. All right. That's a good list. And that's just a sort of, that's more of like an invocation than a rock-solid consensus process agreement. Not more importantly, but really more at the heart of the matter is, I want to come back to this, intentions and outcomes. What are the questions? What are the conversations? What are we really trying to do to address? How can we sort of shift out of the pattern of this being a hot spot? When I go back to that sort of original agreement that I talked about, the legacy wound, the place where it seems like it was either not clearly articulated or the articulation of it no longer is in alignment with who and where we are in this time with this demographic of people, what kind of tweaking needs to happen? And I heard some great questions already about identifying what the word faggot means, thinking about advance notice. Can faggot-only space be only part of the land? Can there be a designated faggot-only space that's in perpetuity on the land? So are there other questions or conversations that we want to have going into the future to sort of address where things seem to go awry? Does that make sense? What is the medicine? We're using a healing metaphor. What is the medicine? Nico?
I was, while we were on lunch break, talking with a couple of people, and I feel like one of the things that happens is a lot of us have had labels thrown on us all our lives, and we don't necessarily identify with some of those labels, and sometimes they just don't fit us exactly. And I went to my first Merai advance this year, and I'm really going with, when I talk to people, describing us as a community to others, and in our community as walks between people. And I talk about walks between being somewhere between G.I. Joe and Barbie, and some of us are right in the middle. And I say that has nothing to do with sexuality, with who we want to be with. And so I'm kind of looking at it with a broader vision, I guess, than doing like, it has to be this or this or this. And also, I think, lovely idea to have a faggot space on the land.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What are the other seed questions or seed conversations? Stella?
How can we bring into the conversation the voices that are not currently present?
Thank you.
How can we honor the founding intention of the church and the sanctuary as a space for faggots in our current reality?
Thank you. Alrighty, I hope that's getting in the notes. I see, I'm going to go with Puma first and then Comrade Daniel. Is there anyone on the Skype who wants to be on the stack?
Are you hearing us okay, Skype, now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Puma?
I'm reiterating one of Nico's comments, but the creation of a physical structure that's a permanent faggot-only space, I think, directly addresses the concern that faggot-only space is vanishing from the land.
All right. How could we ask that as a question? Is there a way to ask that?
Can there be physical space, physical, permanent, faggot-only sacred space be created and maintained on the land?
Okay, great. Other Comrade Daniel?
I agree with that sentiment, and I also think, part of the original idea for the ability to call faggot-only space was probably an empowerment device for people who had been denied the ability to be faggots. I mean, we're talking about like gay liberation front era and stuff growing out of that. Now, I don't know if that's where we are as a community, which is not to question individuals who still feel that. But the only way I see to solve this power over problem where somebody can call for faggot only space and be perceived as driving other people out or kicking other people off would be to make a place, as others have been saying, but also to make specific times that are faggot only space times on the land, so that scheduling questions aren't a matter of somebody needing to request it. It's that this certain month or certain sees a little bit like SGRF, like it's built into the schedule so that people can connect with that energy if that's what they need. And I'm wondering if that kind of a solution resonates with us and might resonate with people who feel like they're losing the ability to have that space.
Thank you. Thank you. And again, these are just, this is the fodder for ongoing conversations, right? I also want to flag that we had a question up here, which is, are the stewards and the caretakers staff? Which felt like there was a lot of energy around that question when it came up before. Did I have you, Ro? Yeah, Jody?
Yeah. So we have no idea what's going on. You guys have been cutting in and out. We've been hung up on like 3 times. So I don't even know what the question is.
Oh, okay.
Are you seeing my chat anymore? I don't know what's going on. I've been chatting to you to ask if you could hear us.
Okay, so there's multiple chat windows right now. It's really confusing.
There should only be one connection going on.
I can hear you. You're kind of cutting in and out.
There's only one Skype connection in process now.
But there's two, I think.
Well, you may have a call going between the two of you. This Skype has only one call going. I'm going to quit Skype.
Okay.
and restart and call the two of you, shall I?
And I want to ask, are there two like iPhones we can use? Do we have a speakerphone, like an iPhone in here and an iPhone on their end?
Can you FaceTime?
I think by the time we set that up, we might as well just try it. I would also recommend that everybody else who's connected by Skype reboot their Skype. Sorry, screen.
That's all right.
Oh, so checking computers if you have anything else going in the background. That's
yeah, I don't think it's a network bandwidth issue, but.
It's like a weird alien in the room.
Having been on communities that are very separatist oriented, I'm speaking specifically about Mishfest, they still had people come on the land who were men during the festival, and they were workers, and they came on the land for a minute, they did what they were doing, they left, and while they were on the land, people were like, hey, there are men on the land.
Hi, Jody.
And that was that.
Okay.
Check.
So, I don't know if you folks restarted your Skype or not, but I restarted here.
I restarted here.
Okay.
And I restarted it here.
Okay.
And also, it looked like there were three open conversations, so I closed the call. This is the only thing that's open under perfect policy.
Yes.
Okay, and you should see a chat from me. Okay, I think we're in business.
Great. So I want to go back to the question that you asked, Jody, which is, what are we talking about? And I'm sorry that it's been so challenging for there to be the clarity with the technology, especially for this conversation. I had been asking the group, what are some of the seed questions for conversations going forward? Since we're not going to be able to work this all out in this container, what does this group want to generate for consideration going forward? And some of those questions that we haven't been discussing are, can there be faggot-only space times built into the schedule of the year? Can there be a designated faggot-only space physical area on the land? Are the stewards and caretakers considered staff? What does the word faggot mean? How to honor the founding intentions of the church with the current reality? How can we bring in the unheard voices into this conversation? And so the idea is that we're just generating questions, and then we're going to give those questions to a container to keep moving this forward so that we don't, as a community, continue to feel the need to, like, react to when it flares up, but that we're sort of working our way down a healing path around it. Is that helpful?
Yes. Can I ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
Has the container that's going to been designated?
No, that's the next part.
Cool.
Yeah. So maybe we could just take a couple of more moments to generate seed questions for ongoing conversations. Garlie? And Stella?
So kind of to build on the question of how can we bring in the unheard voices, how can we engage with leadership among faggots who want faggot-focused space?
Okay. And Garlie?
I would like to bring up the consideration, the possibility, and maybe an inspiration, that speaking to what seems to me sometimes like a perception of scarcity of space and time for faggot-only space, that there are other places of sanctuary that we are able to create, and it doesn't necessarily have to be under the nominous umbrella, but there's plenty of room and there's plenty of time.
So if I was going to ask that as a question, how would I ask that as a question? We're in the Jeopardy round.
Can we consider the availability of other spaces and places for faggot-only space? Other spaces and times for faggot-only space?
All righty. Maybe just a couple more, and then we'll shift to container. Anyone else? I think the only question I'm not the only question, but one that I haven't touched on or heard named is the issue of, so like at some point, maybe there will be enough discussion and agreement about these questions where there's something ready to be offered. And I'm curious, like the question I'm sitting with is, how will that be offered? You know, I heard some tenuousness, and I agree with that around trying to legislate intentions. But, you know, so will this be offered as, like, policy? Will this be offered as voluntary agreement? Will this be offered as, you know, how will that be offered out into the world when it's ready?
We've lost Wolf Creek again. Hi, Potlatch. This is Mugwort. Except right now you're the only person we're having connectivity issues. I'll call you back.
Thank you.
Rula, I'll call you back. We're figuring out what's going
possible.
On.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
okay. There might be down lines. There might be jam communications. Everybody's calling their families. You know, emergency crews.
Yeah. So I mean, we're on an internet connection to Grants Pass.
I have a response to your question when we're ready for that.
Okay. So we got Marlena.
Whose computer are these minutes on right now?
Stella.
Yeah.
Marlena, Brooke, and Stella.
My only hesitation with shutting it down is that, well, I guess we can bring back all of the minutes and stuff. It's just going to take a bit.
Yeah, if you force quit it, it'll bring all those windows back when you bring them back. Just force quit.
Oh. Yeah.
Then open all previously open windows.
Mm-hmm.
Marlena.
Do you want to install response?
Sure.
To what? Great. I'm sorry.
You said you
had a response.
A response to my question?
Oh, yeah, I think what would be a good offering would be a policy that would speak to different kind of forms of faggot-only space on the land and how to access them or ask for them, as well as a statement. Like, it would be really helpful to have an overall statement of what the church's point of view is about it. So a statement and policies.
All right. Hopefully that's in the notes. Let's go to Marlena and Rook.
I think my question is... And I wasn't here yesterday for the conversation about initiation, but like when people are first coming to the land or coming to the culture or coming to a space, like what is the element around this process that supports initiation in the spaces? And especially for people who